أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
If you remember, we arrived at verse 135, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى. They say, which refers to the Christians and the Jews, obviously, by we understand that by what they say, and that is, be either Jews or Christians, تهتدوا, that you may be guided, or then, because of being Jewish or Christian, you will be guided. قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, rather, we will follow the creed of Ibrahim, a Hanif, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not one of the polytheists. The context of the verse is, if you remember, starting from verse 47 of Surah Baqarah onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been talking about issues, discussions, debates, questions that are posed by the Jewish and the Christians. Mainly, it was first talking about the Jews and what they said, and then gradually it moved into, the verses moved into what the Christians and the Jews said. In this verse, it's very clearly stating that it's the Christians and the Jews. And as the pretext of these discussions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the story very briefly of Prophet Ibrahim. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about what the Christians and the Jews were telling the Muslims. The Christians were telling the Muslims and the Jews and everybody that if you want to be guided, you need to be a Christian. The Jews, on the other hand, would say the only religion that would be that one would be considered guided if they follow is Judaism. What do they mean by Christianity and Judaism? It is obviously what they have with them of those religions. It is the books, the understanding, with all the alterations that have occurred, whether it's in terms of omitting parts of the text and scriptures, whether it's adding the scripture or text, and whether it is actually misinterpreting the scripts and the sayings of the previous prophets. But they are referring to what they had in their hands. So the Christians say, if you want to be guided, you need to follow what we have. The Jews say, if you want to be considered guided, you've got to be following what the Jews follow and what they do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point tells His Prophet to tell them, we don't do that, but what we do is we are going to be following the creed of Ibrahim, who was a Hanif. And he was not a polytheist. He was a monotheist. Okay, he only believed in one God and he only worshipped one God. And he was not a polytheist. Now, what does this verse mean that tell the Prophet that we are following the creed of Prophet Ibrahim? It's very obvious what the others are saying. The Christians are saying you need to follow the religion of Now, they say the religion of Christ, but what they're referring to is the religion that they have with them, the books that is their understanding and their version of what Christ has said and his teachings. It's clear what they're saying. A set of practical laws and a set of beliefs, which is that the last prophet, as they believed in, was Prophet Jesus. That needs to be followed in order for one to be prosperous in this life and the hereafter and to be guided. Then God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells the Prophet, say, we're following the creed of Prophet Ibrahim. Does this mean that we are telling them that we are following the practices that were revealed to Prophet Ibrahim? And why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we follow the creed of Prophet Ibrahim? Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse say that we follow what has been revealed to us? What is the story behind that? Firstly, I need to state very clearly, the verse is not trying to tell us that the Prophet was told that we are following the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. In the sense that we are following and we are practicing, we're supposed to practice what was revealed to Prophet Ibrahim. Why do I say it's clearly not the case? Because the laws that we see in the religion of Prophet Ibrahim are a lot more limited compared to what we see in the religion of Islam. Yes, Hajj is something that was mandated and it was a creed, it was a pilgrimage, it was a ritual that was first issued, the ruling was made at the time of Prophet Ibrahim for people to perform Hajj. But that's not the only ritual that we have in Islam. This is something that we don't find in Judaism and in Christianity, obviously, to come for them to come and to visit the Holy Kaaba and to perform the ritual of Hajj. This is something that's definitely from the practices of Prophet Ibrahim. But when we look at the Jewish laws, whether it's the penal law, whether it's the laws regarding slaughtering so that you can have halal meat and meat that is allowed for us to eat and what they call kosher. When you look at these laws, even with what we have today and their altered religion, you see a lot of similarities in the practical laws in the Jewish religion compared to what we see in Islam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So what the Prophet is saying is not that we're following the religion of Prophet Ibrahim in terms of its practices, because as I said very clearly, there are additions in the laws of Islam compared to what Prophet Ibrahim's religion had. Also, much of the laws that are mandated in the Jewish religion and the Christian religion, because very clearly we believe that Christ did not come to say that the practical aspect of the religion in the Old Testament is not supposed to be practiced any longer after he leaves this life. This is not what we believe Prophet Jesus came to do. What he came to do, though, very clearly was that some of the more difficult laws of the Jews, which were mandated on them because of their stubbornness and their going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will so much, they were given more harsh rules as punishment, okay, those were taken off at the time of Prophet Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. We see, so based on that, the religion of Christ, we believe, has got a lot of laws that Islam, in terms of the practical aspect, are very similar. Those laws of Islam are very similar to the laws that you find in the true Christian faith, which should be following what the Old Testament says in terms of its practical aspects, except for what Prophet Jesus has said, you don't need to practice any longer. So both, there are things in Islam that in Prophet Ibrahim's religion, they did not exist. And we do find things in Judaism and Christianity that we also find in Islam. So what is being said and what's been refuted here is not saying that we're not practicing anything that you have in your books, and that the only thing we're practicing is Prophet Ibrahim's religion. That's not what is being said. How do we understand that? Very clearly from the next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what this verse means by saying that you should tell them, قُولُوا, in verse 136, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, say, we have faith in Allah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, in that which has been sent down to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and that which was sent down to Abraham. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, and that which was sent down to Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob. وَالْأَسْبَاطِ, and the tribes. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and that which the prophets were given from their Lord, and that which Moses and Jesus were given, and that which the prophets were given from their Lord, we make no distinction between any of them, and to Him do we submit. With this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that what is meant in that verse is by the millah, in the religion, the creed of Prophet Ibrahim, is what was discussed previously, and that's why the story of Prophet Ibrahim was mentioned first and then these verses are mentioned. And that is to say, the creed of Prophet Ibrahim was submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the core and the essence of the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, although it had some very particular practical laws that did change in the religions to come. What is being referred to as the religion of Ibrahim is that aspect of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what is emphasized in verse 136.
وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
There's extra explanation regarding that due to the shortage of time, I will have to leave for the following session. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of these verses, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك شريك له سبحانك يا من لا 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 شريك